Listener Production.
KickPod acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the land in which we're recording this podcast, the Yolukut Wulam clan of the Boonwurrung, who are part of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend our respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Welcome to the KickPod, your D&M on the stuff that matters. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello.
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 How are you?
Good. I had a wonderful morning. I was running a little bit late. And so I...
Were you? I feel like you were early and I was
late. I
like
to get in the car at 7.45 for this, for 8.30 start here. So I... But I was in the car at 7.50 and I needed petrol. So is how lazy have been filling up my tank of petrol. Like, honestly, I sound like I can't explain how much I hate it. I hate it. It is so annoying.
You don't even drive
it
that much, so you wouldn't even need to do it that much.
Hardly ever. But I think it makes it worse. But it annoys me more than anything in the whole world. Like, honestly, do anything.
You should get an electric car.
But yeah, well, that would be good for the environment, wouldn't it? Yes.
It would.
Anyway,
it'd be good for this morning, having to visit the petrol station too.
I was on 10 and I was like, how far is it to the podcast studio? More than 10. So I was like, I better fill up on the way. And I've been on 10 since Monday, and that's also part of the reason I've caught the train the whole week, because I can't be bothered filling
up. Oh my God. I don't know. So you are so you can't be bothered going to the petrol station so much that you are going into the effort to walking to and from a train station every day.
I don't mind.
I mean, I know you like it too.
But yes, that's why I caught the train this week, because I was like, I can't be bothered filling my petrol up. But this morning I had to fill up, but it was so great, filled up. And I felt like back in the day, you know, when you just filled up $10 because it was all you had in your bank account, because I was rushing, I was like,
fill up the tank.
Only fill up to $20 because I was like, I just want to get enough to, keep
Laura.
Going through the day.
I don't think that's good for your car if you can avoid it, by the way.
Well,
I think
I don't care.
As much as you can avoid. Obviously, you can't sometimes, but I think it's better. Oh, it's just FYI. I was always told not to do that.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, so then got to the register.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there's a line of 5 people. I could have filled my whole tank up. So I'm stressing.
You can always say that too. You should have just looked up.
I didn't look up. I was on the go. Anyway, then the lady at the register, I was so impressed. She just got it. She had it was just her by herself.
Yeah.
But she had 2 checkouts open, 2 computer screens.
Yeah.
And she was going between, because obviously the card transaction takes like 20 seconds to process, right, or whatever it might be. So she was serving one person, scan, to the next person on the other
side,
scan,
going between.
And I said, I am, because I
struggled. Of course, then you made conversation with her and you ended up in there for 5 minutes,
right? No, I was quick, efficient, because when you're in a rush, there's nothing worse than people that are going so slow. Yeah. And I have to calm down. I have to, but you have to calm down.
You would suck at living in Bali or Byron or something.
I couldn't, too slow. I walk too fast.
Yeah.
go. But I have to say, Laura, center yourself. They're not in a rush. It's just your rush. So you just need to internalize this and not put it onto others. So try and do that. But I said, gosh, you're efficient. And she said, well, I know at this time in the morning at 8:10, people are in a rush. And I just...
You wanted to hug her.
I just want to send a shout out to her because she got it. And I was so grateful and it made my morning. And I enjoyed filling up petrol today. Well, first time in my life.
You know... That's lovely. I'm glad you had that experience. But you realize now that you only put $20
in, sure.
You'll be back at the petrol station sooner.
I'll make Dalton do it.
Maybe just make sure you visit that one. So you
can see
her
to go to that one. Anyway, so guess what?
What?
Well, I think most people would know. It's Black Friday sales.
Whoop, whoop.
They're coming up.
Yep.
We've got to kick Black Friday sale.
Of course.
But actually, before we tell you about the kick Black Friday sale, I think I just want to say, when it comes to Black Friday, and I've been sucked into this before, Cyber Monday and all these things, I think it's very important to buy consciously. And if you are looking for something like a jean, just one leg.
Just one jean. Just one leg of a jean.
A pair of jeans or whatever it might be that you're like, I've had my eye on this, and then they go 50% off. Amazing. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes when things are on sale, we think, we just buy it because it's on sale and we don't need it.
Yeah.
And it's not good for the environment. So I just think... buy consciously. That's also to me.
Yes. And the good thing about a Kick subscription is it's pretty environmentally friendly.
Well, how is it not?
Exactly. Exactly.
That wasn't why I said that, by the way. It wasn't like trying to be like, well, if you want to...
He's our sale, but don't jump on it. No, okay. So what we have got this Black Friday, it is the biggest sale of the year. So if you've been thinking about joining Kick or you've been thinking of returning to kick. This sale is for you. It starts this Thursday, the 24th of November, and we'll be running it until Monday, the 28th of November via the website. And we can't wait to have you a part of the community.
Yeah.
Now, Lawsy,
you're looking at me. I'm like, I am a part of the community.
Come back. What have we got today on our kickbot episode?
Oh, I am very excited for today because this is, we're talking about the worst gifts you've ever received. And I just find this so funny because there's some bad gifts out there. So maybe if you listen to this, then do your shopping for Black Friday. That will help.
What get the ideas of what not to get.
Unless you really don't like someone, then do these things. Yeah. There's some funny ones. Yeah. Then you have got a life update.
Yes, a bit of a living situation update. Yes.
I need to talk to you about the Gwyneth Paltrow Goop gift guide for 2022.
Is it good or bad?
Well, before I tell you, I'll tell you what Goop is. I mean, I think most people.
In case
what,
they don't
if
know.
You had to say a sentence of what Goop is, what would you say?
A whole lot of crocker beep, probably. No. It's you know what? It's not for everybody. Goop for me, it's just like a very unattainable, far away, magical, random thing for me. That's the way I explain it.
Intense.
It's
Goop is a Gwyneth Paltrow place. Business. Anyway, I do like Gwyneth.
You know what? It's going
a few
well.
Movies.
It is
going
well.
No, it's just it is quite unattainable. Yeah. And that's why this gift guide, I mean, they've got us talking about it, is quite funny. So Goop is known for selling things like the Jade Vagina Egg, the candle with "This smells like my vagina" written on it, which Mandy and I did try and purchase for you this week.
It?
Yeah. But doesn't ship to Australia, so not
it's even more unattainable.
Not helpful. They also have a "This smells like my orgasm" candle.
What?
Yeah.
Who knows what their orgasm smells like?
Well, Gwyneth.
Perfect.
And a DIY dildo kit where you can make a replica of your favorite penis.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
I'm not ready for that.
What, your favourite penis?
Probably like your husband. You got one. Or your partner's. Or you, I. If you didn't know the person, I don't know how you would do that.
Wait, but they were on the list.
No. That's just some things. To back up what you just said about Goop is quite unattainable.
Oh my God.
It's some things they're known for.
Yes, okay? Great. No, sorry. I was like, surely not.
Okay, so. There was some ridiculous things on this list. So it starts with the Louis Vuitton skimboard.
Ah, how much was that one?
A lot. I think over $2,000. And it's just
the foam one?
No, it's like a thin, a skimboard's like that thin. It's
that
foam.
You run and you just go.
Yeah, you run and my sister actually broke her leg on one, maybe 10 years ago now, but it was not good. Very dangerous, those things. Okay, a whole leg of jamon, which is ham, and that's about $500. A 6-pack of neon toilet paper for $18. It's kind of fun.
That's fun.
That's expensive though, $3 a roll.
Yeah, but that would kind of be fun. Like if you knew someone was having like a party for Christmas, it's like imagine if you're at a house party and then their toilet paper was neon.
Yeah, well, how much toilet paper would you need if you have a house party? If you had a lot of friends, you could probably go through the full.
That's true. Yeah, but once it gets to a certain point, it's like here's the white stuff.
Oh, it's just this you know, special
it's
one.
A special.
Well, it probably
starting.
Doesn't ship to Australia, so you can't have it.
You know what's funny about that? I actually got a toilet roll for a gift recently, but it was a part of what we're doing with our friends, Jean Weeds, is we're sending each other, although we've been really bad at it, we've only done it for 2 months in a row and it started 4 months ago. But at the start of the month, we were sending each other a $10 like funny gift just in the lead up to Christmas. Oh. And she sent us like a toilet roll with, I think it's like a word finder toilet roll.
Oh, it's cute.
So when you're on the toilet, you can search for words.
I love that.
Yeah, well, I thought it was actually
better
quite
than,
funny.
That should have been in Gwyneth's gift guide, not neon. And lastly, a $250,000. Who is spending that much money on a Christmas present?
That wasn't in the list.
Yeah. What do you mean? This is legitimate what I'm reading. This I do my research, okay? It's a $250,000 vintage Ford Bronco, which is a car. There was also a crystal whip.
What?
Expensive.
Wait, as in what part's crystal?
Oh, the top bit. Not the actual whip. That would really hurt.
That would really cut you.
Anyway, so it got us thinking. Like, there's some gifts in there, Gwyneth, on the gift guide that are fine. Sure.
But there's a lot of
bad ones. And so we wanted to ask you guys, what is the worst Christmas gift or gift in general that you have ever received?
So I, my uncle, he's very generous, but there was definitely some years, particularly when I was younger, where he just didn't know how to buy for a young girl. And he works a lot and he travels a lot. And I remember, I think I was like 11, 10 maybe. It was definitely before high school. And I got this eyeshadow palette. It was the first ever piece of makeup I owned, obviously, because I was 10 years old. And it was like one of those eyeshadow palettes that you buy on the airplane. Do you remember when people used to shop on the airplane on international travel? So when you, back in the day, I don't think, I'm sure it still exists, but back in the day you used to get a
Actually, was it duty-free shopping?
It was on the plane though.
Yes, I do.
And you got like a pamphlet.
That was in our time.
Yes.
We were alive then on the plane.
And again, it's not a terrible present.
Did it have, it came with
but
a
I was
brush?
Like 10 and I remember my mum just like laughing at it because she was like, I just don't know if he knows what to get you, but it's lovely. I was so confused. But it was my first ever makeup piece. So it's also a nice memory. But it's funny. Just like funny gifts like that.
This is funny. This is from Sarah. She just got conditioner. No shampoo, just conditioner.
Did someone think she had dry hair?
I never think of that.
Shampoo and conditioner
can
be expensive.
It could have been Kerastase or something because that's, sometimes I buy Kerastase or Avita and it's like $40 for a one. Yeah. So maybe they just thought, I've got a budget of $30 or $40. I'm just going to buy one.
Or they bought a set and thought, you know what, I really need this shampoo and started to use it.
Okay, from Sam. I bought a friend an $110 candle from Mecca for a birthday. Okay, Sam, we just want to say this is a good gift.
Yeah.
A month later, she gave me a pack of 3 Ferrero Rochers for my birthday.
That's like $3.50, I think.
No.
Ooh.
I think you have to be – so when it comes to gift giving
– yeah.
I think you can't expect, if you spend a lot of money and people and the other person doesn't have a lot of money, you can't expect they spend the same, right?
Yeah.
However, not a $2 chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, yes. I agree.
Yeah. And I just hope, Sam, the next year, it's chocolates from here on for your friend or nothing. Okay, Bianca. I gave someone a book for her son on my daughter's birthday. She gave it back.
On my son's birthday.
On my son's birthday. She gave it back.
Oh my gosh.
No, so that's
sometimes people write though, like an offer, like a really common thing when you give a kid a book is to write like a lot of Harvey's first birthday was, dear Harvey, hope you enjoy the
book.
Can't
re-gift if it says
that. Can't re-gift that.
Well, that's re-gifting, right?
It is.
And I think she probably would have got, would have happened.
I think that's okay to do to another friend, maybe not to the same person.
That's right. Yeah. Re-gifting rule is if you're going to re-gift, you need to write down who gave it to you so it doesn't accidentally go back to them.
I completely agree with that.
Okay. Tim, oh, this is worse than the conditioner. What? My auntie gave me deodorant, just one bottle.
That is random. That's
rude.
You must smell, I'm sorry. No, to get someone deodorant.
No, not for a
that's gift. A message.
No. I think.
Yeah, but I'm saying your auntie needs to check herself because she's obviously
she's
giving
rude.
It.
She's a rude, rude auntie.
That's not okay. I feel like the only time getting deodorant is okay is if it's a part of like this bundle of all of the things that my mum used to do
fancy
that.
She
used to give me like a basket full of like all these products. She actually still does it every year at Christmas. All of these different things. But it also had like my favourite chocolate, my favourite peppermint tea,
stuff that
my
you
favourite
use.
Face wipes, yes. My favourite, yes, 100%.
Okay, Lauren. My ex gave me a gym membership for Valentine's Day. I never expressed that I wanted to go to the gym.
Okay, that last sentence is very important. First part of the gift, it's actually very thoughtful.
Yeah.
But not if she's never mentioned going to the gym. That's a bit of a...
No.
Agree. Okay. This one is from Tom.
The worst gift I've ever received is a book about Vikings from my grandmother because she believes we're all descendants of Vikings.
I mean... Could be interesting.
I'm confused. You don't share your niche things with others.
I'm good.
Keep it to yourself.
Okay, this next one's from Jess.
The worst gift I was ever given was easily from an auntie one Christmas who gave me a shoehorn. I don't know what the hell she was thinking.
Oh my God. Okay,
you know
that's
what
only
that
handy
reminds
for
me
old
of?
People.
Who do you think has a shoehorn in my house?
Dalton.
There's so many
you
of
know
them.
Josh has one too.
They are so weird.
And Harvey plays with it. But like, do they ever use it?
Also, why? Dalton has like 10 of them for like five pairs of shoes.
Why?
He's Dalton is a strange person.
He is a strange person.
He's got them in all his shoes. And once I found it, I knew what it was. If everyone listening, it's this weird thing that fits in a shoe and like keeps its shape, but it's wooden.
No, that's what? Not a shoehorn.
Oh.
A shoehorn is what helps you, put your shoe on.
Okay, Dawson also has one of them, but not 10.
He has those things that sit in a shoe to keep the shape.
They wouldn't. And you pick it up and like, blah, blah.
Oh, that's even funnier. Okay, this next one's from Damien.
A bird. I'm petrified of birds. My parents still bought me one and then it flew away that day.
Maybe they were trying to get him over
Damien
his fear.
Did Damien release it?
Seriously.
Goodbye.
That's like, you need to get over your fear.
You can't buy people pets unless they want it. Except unless, I suppose, if you're parents, because then like you're going to have to look after it anyway. So that's like true. You're kind of giving it to yourself.
That's true. But the fact that he had a fear, that's hilarious. Okay, this one's from Sarah.
My mother-in-law decided that she would buy me lacy underwear for Christmas. And I just didn't know what to say. And then when I showed my boyfriend at the time, he goes, ooh. And I said, your mother gave it to me. And he's like, never wear them ever.
That is an odd one. What are you about to say? Are you about to say that's fine?
No, I was about to say I wouldn't be surprised if
you got that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either, Laws. All right, this last one is from Vivian. Now, this is a little bit different to the other stories. This is something she accidentally gifted someone.
So I'm a personal assistant and every morning my boss just gives me $10. I go downstairs, get him a coffee and then just bring it back up to him. I normally get a couple of dollars change. So what I'll do is just chuck the change on top of his coffee lid and give it to him. One morning though, I went downstairs, got his coffee as usual. And when I came back upstairs, he was in a Zoom meeting. So I just quietly knocked at his door, went in, put his coffee on his desk, got the change out of my pocket, chucked it on top of the lid and then left. He came out of his meeting and popped something down on my desk and said, I don't think this is for me. I forgot I had a tampon in my pocket, so when I reached in to get his change to put on top of his coffee lid, I pulled out my tampon and put that on his coffee lid instead.
You know what? Back to the mortifying moments.
Tampons are a way of life, so he should be normal. You should put one with his coffee every morning.
But he doesn't need it.
Yeah, but people need to be more.
She should have been witty and turned around and been like, I just thought maybe you might have had a nosebleed.
Also, how expensive is the coffee if you're paying with a $10 note and you only get a few coins?
Yeah.
And then also, why are you paying coins? With cash?
No, but sorry, putting coins on a lid. That's not very hygienic.
Who pays with cash?
Lines are blown, but thank you for sharing.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius, only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Okay, I've got a life update, life announcement.
What is it?
I am, well, not me, just me, my family, we're moving house. And the thing about it is we're not just moving straight into the house. We are moving into mum and dad's for a period of time.
So where are you moving after that?
Closer to you.
Yeah. That's what I was waiting for. Anyway, sorry.
So very excited for that part of the move. But in the interim, we've got to get out of our current place and we can't move into the new one. So we're going to go stay with mum and dad for a period of time. It'll probably be about 3 weeks. But yes, moving back in with mum and dad.
Oh my goodness.
I haven't lived at home since I was 20.
Have you still got your bedroom?
Yes. Well, actually, my bedroom has been... I was very lucky at my house that I'm moving into. I was only in there for about a year because it was when I moved to the States. But my setup, because some of the rooms are quite small, was I had a bed in one room because it pretty much took up the whole room. And then I had like my wardrobe and my desk and stuff in the other room, which was more of my room. I spent more time in that room than I did on my bed. Well, I mean, if you don't count sleeping. Anyway, so the bed,
well,
bedroom.
We do count sleeping and that's about 10 hours a day.
The bed bedroom is now, there's a cot in there for when Harvey stays. So that was one of the main reasons why we were like, this is great. We don't have to worry about taking his cot or having him sleep in a travel cot. Like they've already got a room set up for him. Fabulous. Mm-hmm. And then my other part of the bedroom is now mum's study. So that's now mum's study. But my brother's room, because he's obviously not living there anymore either, that is where Josh and I will be.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. So very thankful for the space. Thankful that mum and dad are having us, of course.
Did you have pink sheets when you were growing up?
I did, but then I when I was about 18, I got some new Sheridan sheets. It was my special.
But before
they're
that, were they like
brown.
Hot pink?
Yes.
I knew it.
Yeah.
You give me vibes that you had hot pink bed sheets.
Hot pink, and then I had a purple, you know, those like princess like fly screen things.
I couldn't have it
over the bed.
I've actually really overcome this recently.
What?
But I was hectically allergic to dust. Like,
they did capture a lot of dust.
My mum was like, I wanted it. And she was like, no, Laura, you'll get very sick. But of course, so you had that.
So I had that. And then I had purple bead doors. And I had pink and purple, like pink and purple walls.
But
you know what? Then
the
I had
vibe I got from you.
Then I had, this is in my older house actually. Then I had a rainbow, like kind of patterned curtain, red, yellow, and blue hanging lights from the center, and then a red and blue or yellow circle carpet mat from IKEA.
Gorgeous.
My room was a lot of color.
Like Zoe,
I even had a pink fish
house,
tank.
And that's very nice house. So
yeah, different colouring, different. She's nailed it. I don't know if you'd say I did that. Anyway, back to the point. It's been so long since I've lived at home and lived with anyone outside of Josh, right? But it also brought up some memories of when I wasn't living at home, but I was living with other people. It's very different when you're living with someone that's not your partner or not your roommate that you're used to living with. It's very different, isn't it?
It is.
You had a period of time when you were overseas as well, when you were modeling back in 2014, just to make us seem really old, where you were in a model share apartment, weren't you?
Yes.
You have any memories from them? Because I do.
Yes, I do. So I've lived in a few share houses, that being one. The other one, I'm not made for a share house because I love space, but then also I talk way too much to everyone and I don't give other people space and I'm overwhelming and it's not good. Anyway, but yes, so when I was in Italy, I moved in and the model apartments are very small, but I was living with three people in I think it was two bedroom, but very small. Mm.
That's actually not bad for a model apartment.
Well, some of them have like 18.
Some of them have really, like four bunk beds in one room.
Yeah, it's a lot. Anyway. Yeah. So one of my housemates was a little bit younger and we were in the same room in two single beds. It's just like with a straight, like I had never lived in a share house before. It was like in this room with someone else in the bed.
Yeah.
And I go to bed quite early. And I remember I ended up getting an Airbnb because I was just like, it's just not for me.
Yeah.
But she was on MSN for a lot of the night.
Yeah.
And I would just hear this. And I'd be like, oh, okay, so I'm going to go to sleep now. And she'd be like, okay, good night. And then like keep typing with the light. Oh my God. And it was just.
That's the thing. It's mismatch of habits. That's when it's hard when you're living with someone that's got a
completely different. And someone that you don't know in the same room.
Very, yeah. Because you can't be like, can you put your laptop down?
Oh, I nearly did, but I didn't.
I also lived in a model apartment for a period of time, but like you, I was one of the lucky ones. We were in a two-bedroom apartment and there was only three of us. And the room that I was sharing with was actually a friend of mine, Nat Darkus. So it was very lucky, but we were living with another roommate who was lovely, but she worked a lot and I did not.
Yes.
So I was home a lot. She was gone a lot. What happened was there wasn't many like cups and plates and stuff. There was like literally probably three plates, three cups or whatever. So if you were cooking a meal or whatever and something was dirty, you would have to wash it. It was that kind of thing. Like we didn't really use a dishwasher because there was not enough stuff to use it. You just wash up after you've used it, put it back. This girl, I washed her dishes almost every day because I would get up and her dishes would be in the sink, dirty. So I cleaned it and then I'd put them away. And then the next morning they'd be there again. Or the next night they'd be there again in the sink, right? And I ended up This is the funniest part, right?
Because did you keep it in your room?
A communal kitchen that like 20 people use.
Okay.
I put a note up to say there's not a cleaning fairy. Wash your dishes when you're done with them. And the funniest thing about this was there's a couple of us in there, so it was only either Nat or I that wrote it.
You know, handwriting like, so is distinctive. Oh my goodness.
But it was did she just stick it up on the wall? Did she just like think this like fairy came in and took her dishes out of the dishwasher and then put them back in the cupboard? I mean, not dishwasher, the sink. Washed them and then put them back in the cupboard ready for her? Yes, she did think that. So I needed to make it known that that didn't exist. Anyway. I know that it's going to be very different at my mum's house because if anything, it's going to be mum being like, can you please put the dishes away to me? Absolutely.
So you should take that advice as you move in.
I know.
But I'm looking forward to hearing updates on once you're in and what it's like.
We're probably going to actually love it and be like, yeah,
I don't want to back my mum and dad.
What is it time for? Special share. All right, Lizzie, what's your special share today?
Today I have a quote.
Lovely. Are you going to read us?
Yeah.
We're just going to guess what it is.
Yeah, or we could have got the person saying it.
Oh, okay. So it's not Brené Brown.
It is Brené Brown.
God, that would be great, wouldn't it?
I know. I was reminded of this quote. It's something that I actually have in my phone. I go back to it all the time. And it is how to try and let go of other people's judgment and move forward. Because I was reminded of a status on Facebook that I did. Mm-hmm. It was actually about my car being egged. And someone commented, who is a dick, mm-hmm. and at the time I thought that too, mm-hmm. and made a comment about, did they also leave a green smoothie for you too? Which was making fun of the fact that I was sharing my recipes, starting my blog.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I just, looking back at that, I remember when I got that comment, I was like embarrassed and I was like, again, it was just, oh, should I really be doing this? Like people don't think I should be doing this. I'm embarrassed of doing something outside of like this box that people put me in. And then I thought, well, if I didn't start doing it, they would, like, who knows what would have happened? Because then you wouldn't have known that I like making recipes. We probably would never have connected and then there would have been no kick. Mm-hmm. So it was just a reminder when I saw that to, you know, just put other people's judgment away. Mm-hmm. Put it away in a box. It will always be there. Anyway, so the quote that helps me with this from Brené Brown is this one. If you are not in the arena getting your ass kicked on the occasion, I'm not interested in or open to your feedback. There are a million cheap seats in the world today filled with people who will never be brave enough with their own lives but will spend every ounce of energy they have hurling advice and judgment at those of us trying to dare greatly. Their only contributions are criticism, cynicism, and fear-mongering. If you're criticizing from a place where you're not also putting yourself on the line, I'm not interested in your feedback.
Boom.
Isn't that a great quote?
This is the
and
best.
It's something that I just remind myself of all the time. People will always, they often as well, I think when they put you down when you're doing something different or trying something new, it's like they're too scared to do it. So they don't want you to do it. So then they'll put you down. But anyway, I just remember that. And if you want to start something, like start a podcast, start a blog, join a dance school, whatever it is. Mm. This is the sign.
Good.
To not worry about people's judgment.
Thank you for bringing that quote back up.
No problem. Also to the episode we did about trolls the other week. I feel like that's another one.
It's absolutely.
They're in their bed like that person.
Safely from my bed.
Safely from my bed.
Oh, gosh.
Now, what if...
You know what my special share is today. And I know you don't agree with it, but that's okay.
Surprised, well, to say the least.
You know what? Everyone has their different taste in things.
Yes.
And I knew this one was going to be debatable.
Okay. What is it?
I know it's even going to be debatable for the listeners because it's not for everyone. However, for those who it is for, you're welcome. Don't Worry, Darling.
Yes.
The movie, which I believe is actually not in cinemas anymore. I think we might have seen it.
Like on the last weekend. Probably. But it'll probably be on a streaming service
I think it's already on streaming services. Okay. You just have to pay for it.
Okay.
So I'm sure it'll be free. Soon.
So it's the movie with Harry Styles.
And Florence Pugh.
And Olivia Wilde.
Yes.
And
who's in it?
Had the drama.
I didn't realise. I knew Olivia Wilde directed it.
You're right, actually.
Didn't realise she
either.
Was in it. Mm-hmm. Because it was a movie that I knew I wanted to see. And so I avoided a lot of the trailers, which I often do because I feel like sometimes they give too much of the movie away. And that annoys me. So I avoided the trailers. So I really didn't know what to expect with this movie. You also didn't know what to
trailers.
Expect. You didn't know what to expect though with this movie.
No. Also, who did you watch the movie with?
You and Mina.
Did you have fun?
The best time.
Okay, me too. Was
so,
great.
Again,
I loved
another
going
special
to
show.
The cinemas.
Go to the cinemas.
It is nice to go to the cinemas.
The one we went to was...
We went to Europa, which
had some sliders. We got a bottle of wine.
It was great.
And we could take it in there.
Popcorn. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Highly recommend.
It was really good. But no, you're right. I hadn't either. All I had heard is that about the drama between Harry, Olivia and Florence. And that's all I knew of the movie.
And Mina and I are huge fans of Harry Styles. So I think we were mostly excited.
I'm a fan. More a medium fan.
Yeah.
Not a dying fan.
Not a dying fan.
Middle level.
But that's fine. You don't always have to be.
Thank you.
But we were particularly excited to see him in the movie. And I'd heard a lot of really great things about Florence's acting. And she was incredible.
I agree.
I think she really carried the movie. I mean, she was literally in every single scene as well. So it's like she was the main character.
So she had to carry it through.
She had to carry it through. But I really liked it. Now, it is definitely darker. It's like a psychological thriller, which I was not expecting. Like I was expecting a romance drama.
Yeah, like Stepford Wives.
Like Stepford Wives, except Stepford Wives is also a comedy. It's like a rom-com. I was expecting it to be darker than that. Like I didn't think it was going to be like a comedy, but I did not realize it was going to be like full psychological thriller. Like it's very artsy, the production of it all. It's very, very creative and a lot darker than I thought it was going to be.
Yes.
But I found it really fascinating and I really enjoyed it. But it is definitely one that you need to watch with your phone in the other room because I think if you get distracted, you can't like immerse yourself in it.
That's what we said when we finished. I said, I'm glad we watched in the cinema because if I had turned it on at home, I would have been like
distracted
and then I would have been like, oh, this is not what I thought it was going to be. Was interesting. I will say that. I did.
And it was beautifully shot.
I just probably personally because I don't like psychological thrillers, I probably wouldn't watch it again.
Yeah.
Do I regret watching it, having a great night out with my best friends? No. I had a wonderful time.
I'm glad.
So now we shall leave you. We will be back in your ears on Wednesday with Millie Ford as
Very
our guest.
Excited.
A funny
she
lady.
She was so great.
Awesome lady.
Did you just call her a lady?
Yeah, why not? We're ladies.
Yeah, I know, but like what a
lady.
What?
Woman?
Yeah,
person.
Maybe. Yeah, funny
human.
Person.
A funny human. Is that better? Anyway, in the meantime, if you do want to keep up to date with what we're doing, we're on social media at Keep It Cleaner, at Steph Claire Smith, at Laura.Henshaw on Instagram, and then you can find us on TikTok at Kik, K-I-C. Changed our handle. That's exciting news. Anyway, we also, if you want to try Kik and you want to access our free trial, you can at www.keepitcleaner.com.au. Oh my God, you always say to me, why do I do www?
We also don't need to do .au.
Oh, justkeepitclean.com. That's all you need. That's all you need. Also, we're available on the App Store, both Android and Apple.
And to take us into our Monday, just because we brought up Harry Styles, we cannot bring up Harry Styles without including him as our Monday music. So here is music for Sushi Restaurant.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.